Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You know, walking by faith really requires some kind of inner knowing that God's word is true, even if it doesn't feel true. I remember in the worst part of my wilderness journey, I read this story out of Streams in the Desert, and this is my paraphrase of how I remember it. But this woman was so feeling angst, needing to hear from God. And she had this dream of three women in heaven, and she was standing next to an angel, and these three women were bowed before Jesus. And the angel said, okay, watch what Jesus does here and tell me what you think. And so Jesus walks up to the first woman who's bowed low, and he rustles her hair and he holds her face and he speaks tenderly to her. The next woman, he just rustles her hair, but he doesn't even say a word, but he does touch her and affirm her. And the next one, he looks away and walks away. And the angel said to the woman, what did you see? And she said, well, the first one's walking closely with God. And so he's affirming her and complimenting her and assuring her, you're on the right track. And the second one is kind of one foot in and one foot out. And so he's affirming the right choices she's making. And the third one, she's totally squandering her gifts and not living for God as she should. And the angel said, you couldn't be more wrong. The first one's a brand new baby believer and relies heavily on outward signs, on confirmations that she's doing the right thing. And Jesus does that for new believers. The second one's being trained up. And so she's really learning how to, she still needs that a confirmation once in a while, but she's learning not to rely so heavily on that. And the third one is being trained for greatness. And he's weaning her off of always needing a sign, always needing a feeling that he's there. She's made for great things. And that was a light bulb moment for me, because even though God loves to bring signs of confirmation, you're on the right track. At some point, we have to believe his word is true. He means what he says, and he rewards those who earnestly seek after him. And so you might be in a season that he's raising you up for greatness. You don't see him, you don't feel him, and that is the place where you say, I know you are true, and you will deliver me, and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Dare to say this to yourself every day. Any day now, I'm going to see the Lord break through. Any day, but even now, even here, he is who he says he is, and I'm standing on that promise. So what happens if you obey your fears, or if you hang on to your entitlement to be selfish, to care more about what other people think than what God thinks? You miss the high ground. The only way that you can find the high ground is to walk intimately with God and do what he says. Remember we talked about Peter in an earlier session when he was stepping out of the boat. He said, bid me come. And he was speaking to a king. He knew he was speaking to a king, saying, where you guide, you provide. If you call me out, you'll hold me up. You'll miss the high ground if you refuse to take God at his word. This is what it's all about, staying the course, finding the high ground. Listen to these powerful words from Bruce Wilkinson. Whenever you ask God for more, you really are asking God to take you beyond where you've ever been before, into the unknown and unpredictable. God has an exciting adventure waiting for you, and it will involve some risks. But as you grow to know personally the God who urges you to exercise greater influence for him, you'll soon learn that he will never, ever abandon you. God's promises are true, and if you take him at his word, you will find the high ground. You will stay the course, you'll last long, and you will finish strong.